Many school districts are switching to electronic payment systems in their cafeterias. Parents can fund their kids' accounts online and even see what their kids are buying for lunch. But kids can also charge food when there's no money in their accounts. Now Seattle Public Schools is trying to collect $12,000 in unpaid lunchroom debt. Correspondent Ann Dornfeld reports.
Like a lot of parents, Phoenix Smith tries to keep his six-year-old son from eating too much sugar.
We use that as kind of an incentive or a reward, having, for example, a chocolate milk.
When Smith's first grader has earned a treat, he gets 50 cents to take to school for a chocolate milk to drink with his sack lunch. So Smith was puzzled when he started getting these robocalls.
Alone from balance of -$2.75. Please send payment of your student to clear this debt.
The robocalls were from the district, saying his son had racked up a chocolate milk debt in the lunchroom using a PIN number he got from lunchroom staff.
Every enrolled student in the school district is automatically generated a PIN number.
That's Wendy Wire, nutrition director for Seattle Public Schools. She says the district went to this electronic cafeteria system 6 years ago. The accounts are supposed to be used as debit accounts that parents put money into. But kids can charge food whether or not there's money in their accounts. The district has an official credit limit of $10 per student, Wire says, but it's not usually enforced.
It really is a difficult situation because it's kind of a no-win situation. You're up against the $10 limit, which is basically three meals. The student is still there in front of you. The desire is, you know, to still feed the student because they're presenting to you that they desire to eat.
Phoenix Smith didn't want his son to be able to buy food he wasn't supposed to have and to buy it on credit. When Smith called the district, he was told that cafeteria accounts are created for every student by default.
And I was a little surprised by that. I said, well, I'm not interested. Please take us off. And two different people I spoke to in nutrition services said, well, that's not possible.
Wire says the district can't close an account, but her office can change a PIN so a student can't use it and put a note on an account to not let the kid charge food. Phoenix Smith says that's what he did, and the charges stopped. Then, last week, the robocalls started again. His son had been given the new PIN number and allowed to charge food. His son has admitted to buying some chocolate milk and some snacks. But there are mystery charges on the account, and it's easy to see how that could happen. Smith says to pay for things like chocolate milk, kids just write their PIN on a clipboard that anyone can see. That could make stealing another kid's lunch money almost a cybercrime. The district admits that kids have made fraudulent charges using other students' PINs. Linda Jekyll is the Washington State Director of Credit Unions. She also does a lot of financial education work.
The first thing for financial education is we always try to teach children that if they have a PIN number, that should be kept confidential and that it be protected from unauthorized use.
Jekyll also questions whether the district can legally go after parents for debts that their kids have accrued on these automatically generated accounts.
As far as I know, a parent can't be liable for a child using an unauthorized account because they're under the age of 18. Only adults that are 18 and over can be contracted, and so that also presents a problem.
Phoenix Smith says this situation is forcing his family to have personal finance conversations with his six-year-old that he had hoped to put off for many years.
The biggest problem I have with the policy is it encourages this idea that you can just charge when you don't have money. Don't worry, there's a debt system that you can buy into to take care of that.
Now Smith says his family is getting collections robocalls from the district every other day. I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.